Hello, it's Thursday, May 28th, 2015. This is kpcradio.com. My name is Steph Zamorano. Welcome to Health 411, sparking good health in your life. Today, we'll be talking about celebrating a lifestyle, not just fitness. At Goddess Fitness Dance, they believe everyone needs movement, and it's true. Think of it as physical and emotional therapy, they say. When moving gently, all pain, discomfort, and emotional baggage is moved away. Through this, you feel free to be self-expressed through movement, which provides self-discovery, self-healing, and ultimately self-love. Goddess fitness is a way to unleash the goddess in you while having fun and feeling sexy. At Goddess Fitness, there is something in particular about their dance classes. Let's find out as we talk with our guest. To better inform and educate you on Goddess Fitness Dance, joining me in the studio today, I have Emma Ridley, owner of Goddess Fitness Dance. Hi, Emma.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Fabulous. So let's begin a little bit about yourself. Tell me where your fabulous accent comes from.
Well, obviously, I'm British. I'm from England.
Awesome.
But I've lived here more than 22 years.
So awesome. Tell me a little bit about yourself, how you were born.
Born in England, okay. London, and I actually joined the Royal Ballet School at the age of 6, a junior associate to the Royal Ballet, and I learned very early on how fun free movement was. Mm-hmm. And I later went on to be an actress and was always in the entertainment industry, but after having 3 children and I gained a whole bunch of weight, I wanted to get in shape the fun way. And when I realized that the gym and personal trainers and things like that was all that was out there, I remembered how you feel when you take a dance class. So I brought dance to non-dancers. So it's really an environment where all fitness levels, all ages, all sizes can enjoy the freedom of movement. And because it's mm-hmm. slow and non-invasive, right. and it is very sensual, that, you know, it just empowers women. It's great. Great fun.
Awesome. So you said you've been here for more than
22
years. So you were how old when you came to?
19. I'm 43.
Wow.
Just turned 43.
No way. You don't look 43.
Thank you.
You look so amazing.
Thank you.
So when you decided to come over to particularly California, or did you move to a different state? Or
yeah, it was LA. LA was the choice.
LA.
Better weather than New York. So
okay.
I was an actress, and you know, it was just logical progression to come over here. And
so you came out here as an actress, not a dancer, or
as
how was
both,
that?
You know, still an entertainer. I'm a singer too. So
oh, awesome! You can
yeah.
sing as well. Sweet.
Just all the fun stuff.
So tell me a little bit about your background. How did it all start for you? You said you became a dancer at 6. So after
yes.
that, how did it work out for you?
Then I was from a very young age, I was always in the entertainment industry, like I said, and mm-hmm. acting and dancing and singing and performing. And, you know, traveling around is difficult to raise a family. So when I settled down, as it were, to raise my 3 kids, I decided to open a business and open a dance studio locally to where I lived so that I could still enjoy movement and, you know, benefit from helping others enjoy it too. So, you know, Goddess Fitness has been around now since 2004, and we've been in lots of different areas over LA, and, you know, it's built quite a following, and it's just a fun way to work out that doesn't include boredom, that doesn't include being exhausted. It doesn't have to be drudgery. Why do people think that fitness has to be such a chore, like I have to get myself to the gym? Or you actually look forward to dance class. You know, as
Definitely.
I did as a kid, right. I used to love looking for, oh, it's Thursday today, oh, it's Friday, oh, I get to go to dance, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So we still get to be kids at heart, which is fun.
Nice. So tell me about Goddess Fitness Dance. What type of dancing can we find there?
All classes are yoga and ballet based. So you're going to get a warm up on a yoga mat or a standing warm up with some ballet moves. And then it goes off into everything feminine. From belly dancing to pole dancing to burlesque to aerial to circus. you know, in any ways that we can fly through the sky and hang upside down, any ways that we can think of. Zumba, we have Zumba, ballroom cardio, using the pole as your partner. Sexy stiletto lap dance is a great class, luscious lap dance. Obviously, we use the chairs for burlesque. And the guys are joining in on the circus classes too, which is very fun. They end up impressing us because they have a lot of upper body strength naturally. Right. So they're able to pull their body weight over their heads. You know, it might take us 6 months to build the strength, but guys are getting good too. So
awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your classes. Tell me a little bit about what is different from the pole dancing classes at Goddess Dance Fitness or Goddess Fitness Dance. Tell me what makes it different from other classes or other...
There's a lot of poles. I was the first to bring pole to fitness. I have to get that out there. But there's a lot of studios now that do a lot of competition. And it's very competitive. And I think women are competitive anyway. Let's take that away. Let's find a space where there's every level, every class, which is really important because you'll be in classes with people that have been there forever that are flipping upside down and brand new people that can't do it yet. But the camaraderie that is built between that of people really genuinely helping each other and being inspired by what is not possible yet for yourself, but also the people that can do it, helping the new people, you know, figure it out. And I really pride the fact that we have a completely non-competitive environment. And I've done that and created that because it is every level, every class. So you'll go into a pole level 103, per se, and you'll be doing inversions, but it will be broken down and we'll have the mats out, so it'll be very safe. And, you know, you'll have great fun no matter what level you're at. And that is important because I didn't want anyone to walk out of a dance studio saying, I don't feel good. That is not what Goddess is for. We want you to walk out of the class, one, not feeling exhausted because it's not aerobics. You should feel energized and elated. And two, you feel good about yourself and about your achievements, no matter where you got to. So that's what we wanted to create. And it really did happen. It's we're very blessed.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about... the class itself, you mentioned earlier to me, you guys dance with low lights.
Yes, free introductory class.
Okay, tell me its purpose of that.
The free intro is just literally to let go and let love flow through your veins, through your body. It is a place of healing. You can just dump everything that doesn't serve you well in your thoughts, in your emotions. And because it's yoga based, you're going to be using the breath. And we dim the lights and it's very... private, we close the curtains, no one's watching, everyone's got their eyes closed, and it's giving yourself space to love yourself. And okay. That's what's really fun. And in the intro, we start with the yoga, Pilates, ballet warm-up. Mm-hmm. Then we stand up and put on belly skirts and do belly dancing, which is great fun to get the hips moving.
Okay.
A little bit of cardio. And then we take what we've created in the heat and the power and the strength in our bodies to the pole. So it's a combo class of a little bit of everything. It's very fun.
That sounds amazing. How long do these classes run for?
They're all 50 minutes. Okay. So it's an hour with a 10-minute grace at the beginning to get everybody in and out of the last class. We have a great schedule for this summer. We have over 60 classes every week, all day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every day of the week.
Wow.
As early as 8:30 in the morning, we have these introductory classes, so you can still join in if you've been a goddess forever and brand new people are coming in at the same time. And we have them going all day until 10 p.m.
Fabulous. So
it's very fun.
Pretty much for anyone that has a busy schedule, you can make
yes.
time to go.
exactly.
You
can
enjoy
if
yourself.
You miss the 7 o'clock, you can jump into the 8.
Nice.
You know, and it's great. It's an open schedule.
Okay.
I said it's every level, every class, as well as it being open, which means you can jump around. You can take any class, any time, any day that feels good to you. And often I say to people, don't worry about what the class is. Just whenever you can get there is the perfect class for you.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
So a little bit on the... the reasoning for the low lights? Is this something that you do for just the intro pole dancing, or do you do it throughout?
We do have dimly lit chandeliers pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
It will be a little darker in the intro class just because we like to say we want you to leave your inhibition outside the room. When you're not in your head and you're in your breath and you're in your heart, your body will do amazing things. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be amazed of what you're capable of doing when you're not thinking.
Right.
You know, and when you're all in your head and you're thinking about the steps, or by the time we get to the pole, I say get out of your head and get into your heart and into your breath. And, you know, when you lead with your heart, your body will follow.
Definitely.
So you just have to trust that. So we lower the lights and we keep that serene kind of dimly lit experience for that reason, to just let your woes be whatever.
So if it comes to mind, dancing with a pole might seem a little dangerous for some, but with low lights, it means it could be a little bit more dangerous. Has anyone ever questioned the low lights during class, or is it something you explain in the dance session, or how does that work out?
Good question. We actually have a pole trick tech, which is a class where the lights are on a little more and we get the actual technique. In the intro class and in all the classes where the lights are dim, it's more about free flow around the pole. And because there's no punching, pushing, kicking, or pounding, you're using your inner strength and everything is slow, therefore you're using more strength to control the movement. God forbid, thank God, we've never had anyone fall. Because you're going at your level, you don't start climbing and locking your ankles and squeezing your thighs and twirling up to the top and flipping upside down and hooking one knee until you're ready.
Okay.
And you know when you're ready, because you'll do plank on the floor, or you'll build up upper body strength at the bar or at the ballet bar. And, you know, it's a logical progression. The way, it's beautiful to watch. I've watched so many women over all these years come in a little scared, a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the third class, we call it the third class goddess glow, because, you know, their bodies are cleaner from the movement and their breath are getting more oxygen, and they've already discovered how to do the two-step and the backslide and the butterfly, and which are all tricks that are around the pole and you're still on the ground. And, you know, and then it's like a rocket ship. Then it's like, woo, I want to climb, I want to flip, I want to hang, I want to, you know, so it's a lot of fun.
It's awesome. So you yourself, how did you get into particularly pole dancing itself?
I really wanted to figure out a way to lose weight. And, you know, the regular workout and a treadmill, it was like, no thanks.
Yeah.
So my kids grew up saying, Mommy doesn't have a treadmill, she has a pole.
That's awesome. And what about the aerial classes and all that
stuff? An aerial circus. We were the first to bring circus to fitness too. And, you know, being involved in that environment, I got to know a lot of performers, and performers were taking it to hoops. You know, it's still a pole, it's just round, you
okay.
know, and then fabric and silks and tissues and hammocks and climbing up in all this fun stuff. So because you're ultimately starting pole dancing on the floor and then you're climbing up on the pole, obviously you're going to want to hang and climb and play with whatever we can find in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sky dancing.
And you know, all these classes that you've mentioned that you guys teach at Goddess, you yourself teach, are you an instructor for all of these classes?
Yes, we all bounce around. There's many teachers. I have fabulous staff, Jackie and Eva, and lots of teachers coming in and teaching different classes.
Awesome. How many instructors can we find there?
Right now we have 5.
Okay.
Yeah, Amy, Mel, Jackie, Eva, and Shannon's been teaching a couple of classes, and then we've got a new one that's just started. Actually, she started last night, Amber. She taught her first class last night.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's fun because it's different flavors. You know, if you want chocolate mochaccino and then strawberry latte, you know, it might be the same class, but if it evolves weekly and you know, and someone's subbing, or, you know, they all have their set schedule, obviously, but then people can bounce around, and it's always fun to have different flavors.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's fabulous because, all these instructors, you have about 5 or 6, you mentioned,
yes.
And they are all able to fit in with the 60 hours that you guys provide.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Must be a lot of work.
Right. And you'll see, you know, it's all in the amount of hours. Jackie's body is flawless. I mean, you know, there's not an ounce or an inch of any imperfection anywhere because she's teaching 10, 15 hours a week. So, you know, and then me right now, I'm 43 and I'm not teaching as much as I did in my 20s. You know, and if I'm doing 2-3 hours a week, it's like, this is the body I'll have for 2 or 3 hours a week. But it's just in your commitment level. This is the body she'll have for 15 hours a week. So it really is, you know, it's choice. But you'll benefit even from 1 hour a week. You'll benefit from that. Ideally, you want to do three.
3 hours
three
a week.
Should be minimum.
Okay.
You know, some people have a busy schedule and then they'll come one day and take three classes back to back.
Right.
You know, or you can take an hour here, hour there. I would say save gas. If you're already there, take two classes at least back to back.
Right.
You get a 10-minute grace in between. They're only 50 minutes. You know, you can do two quite easy.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tell us why one should try this sort of workout for someone who is not used to this type of workout. Why would it be beneficial to them?
Because it's fun. Period. Who says working out has to be boring? You know, it's not supposed to be drudgery and a chore. You're going to have fun because you're dancing. You're not thinking about working out. You're not thinking about getting in shape. You're not trying to isometrically figure out what muscle group. You know, it's like, wah, I just can go free and wee and leap across the room. You know, it's a different, and you'll shed so much weight quickly because you're having fun. You know, your adrenaline is up and it's just a fun experience. And the music is always great and it's a party. It's like, I always say my first education was classical ballet. And then my furthered education was the London nightclubs. So you get a little bit of both. You'll get nightclub at 9 in the morning with the lights and the music, but in a controlled environment without, you know, the alcohol or the cigarettes. So you'll get the dance aspect.
Okay.
You know, but still with the core training of a classical foundation. So awesome. It's fun.
That's awesome. What would you say to someone who has never tried this sort of workout in order to convince them to give it a try and try this type of workout?
Just close your eyes. Come in, close your eyes.
Come and close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes. It's not what, there is mirrors, obviously. It's a dance studio. But we put the lights low and it's not what you look like. It's how you feel. So when you close your eyes and you feel beautiful, you can't help but look beautiful. That's the payoff. But if you've got your eyes open and you're judging yourself and you're looking and you're thinking you're not doing it right, then you're in your head because you're thinking. And when you're thinking, you're not breathing. So when you're closing your eyes, you'll naturally begin to breathe and listen to your breath. And that's what's, you know, to me, dance is movement through breath.
Awesome. Now let's talk a little bit of the Goddess Fitness workouts. How does Goddess Fitness work? How many, or how does one need a membership in order to get in, or just one?
Either way, you can pay per class, 20 a class, just pop in whenever you want. It works out a bit more expensive that way, so we've put together some great packages. Actually, right now, for the summer, we're doing a great deal. It's regularly $139 for unlimited classes on a membership, but if you show up in summer or just before summer with your student ID, we give it to you for $59. So for $59 a month, which is unbelievable, you'll get 60 classes a week to choose from. And you can do them all if you're feeling courageous and adventurous, or you can just pop in and drop in whenever you want.
Okay. And you said this is a summer deal.
Yeah.
Right? Summer special.
Yeah, come in. Awesome. Because obviously if you're not in school for summer, come and dance. You know, use that time to get in your workouts, and obviously we all want to hit the beach soon, so we all want to feel fabulous.
Awesome. Do you have any frequently asked questions that you get about the different styles that you guys offer at Goddess Fitness?
Yeah, interesting question. Our belly dance teacher, often people say, is it traditional belly dance or is it Middle Eastern belly dance? Or, you know, and she does a genre overall, lots of different versions of belly dance. There's cabaret belly dance, you know. So it's, you know, it's there's something for everyone. You know, I mean, if I can just tell you that, you know, it's, you start at the intro, which is the free class, and then you can go to Goddess 101, and then there's Goddess 102 and Goddess 103. And booty cardio pole is really fun. It's more like a ballet on the pole, but in a cardio environment. Mm-hmm. So BCPs, I love BCPs. I mean, me, my age, I like to get sweaty and get a workout. And then twerk work is amazing.
Twerk work.
You will learn how to twerk. And talk about lower core abdominals and totally lifting and shaping your butt. It just happens naturally.
Awesome.
Twerking is a great class. It's very fun. Circus, of course, I've mentioned, which includes all of the aerial. We do have pole advanced, which is, you know, obviously tricks in stilettos. Again, you don't have to be advanced to join in. You can appreciate what's in class and benefit from learning the stages and the steps of how to do all that stuff. Zumba is great. Zumba's a great cardio. I did mention pole trick tech, which is more technique where the lights are on just a little more. We have hip hop dance hall on a Sunday night, which is great fun. Feel like you're in a nightclub. The Heaven Center hula hoop, which is really fun. We're using hula hoops, obviously, for core abdominal. Much more fun than crunches on the floor doing ab work.
Totally.
And, you know, we use the pole as well as using the hula hoops.
Okay.
And, you know, rocking pole-esque. The burlesque lap dance is really fun. All these classes. Dirty Diva lap dance is really popular class.
Tell me why.
That's on a Thursday night because they just have a lot of fun.
What do you do in that class?
We end up giving each other lap dances, okay. Basically. But it's really fun. And then the beautiful belly dance and the ultimate tricks and inversions and, you know, sexy stiletto. You can do shoes on, no shoes. The princess pole, you know, all the classes kind of gravitate toward the personality of the teacher, which is nice. And then they put their flavor on it, you know, which is always fun. But every class is a great workout. And you're working in. You're not just working out. You know, you're working spiritually. You're letting go of all stress. You're feeling alive. You're feeling clean. And you're learning to dance. So it's great fun.
So you mentioned stilettos.
Yes.
Does one, or can one, automatically wear stilettos or heels within their first pole dance class, or is it not suggested?
We start off bare feet in the beginning, and it's totally up to you on whenever you're ready. Some people start with just little sandals, 3-inch, and some people go all the way to 9-inch heels. You know, it's...
Wow.
Yeah, and the big, huge platforms. What I realized in pole dancing, when they use these big shoes, they don't actually do a lot of walking. Even though you have to walk in these shoes to get to the pole before you spin and flip or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in ballet class, you're taught to create posture. So by lifting your core abdominals, rounding the shoulders ever so slightly, opening the heart center like a book, but keeping your imaginary pole through the center of your head, being level and keeping your weight over your toes, you won't put any weight on these 9-inch heels. So you can actually walk pretty good. I have actually mastered the art of walking in 9-inch heels.
Nice.
It's quite fun.
Awesome. So what is your favorite part about doing what you do?
Meeting people like you. Getting to come and talk about it and invite people. My passion is watching the intro classes and teaching the intros. I love to watch new people go, oh, I just did that. That's amazing. And everyone says, oh, I'm never going to be able to do it. And after the first class, you've already learned 3 or 4 tricks. And everyone is always amazed at how quickly they can learn stuff. And I love the fact that they can feel, you know, more empowered and fall more in love with themselves by realizing that they actually had more strength than they thought they did. So that's always fun.
Nice. And what are the ages that you guys accept?
All ages.
All ages.
My daughter is 12 and she's teaching me lots of new tricks on the pole. And then we have 70-year-old woman. She's 70-something and she says 70 is good enough. And she's fabulous. She's swinging on poles.
Really?
And I think I'm still going to be swinging on poles when I'm 96.
Wow, that is amazing. Does she go there on a regular basis?
Yeah.
She's there all the time.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So let's end off with, are there any future plans for Goddess Fitness Dance, such as expanding the studio to a different place? What is the future for
I would like to see more small little goddess fitnesses in every neighborhood, because every woman deserves to be a goddess. And there should be a small little private sanctuary where women can go sweat out their stress and dance. And that's what I'm working on. So.
Awesome. In the near future or in a few years?
In a couple of years.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You have enough with just one for
right.
now.
I did balance two for quite a few years, and I'm just going to wait until my kids are in college. Okay. And then I can expand, and I want to do London and New York, and yeah.
Wow. That is very awesome. That has been some great information. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here again. So you've been listening to our guest, Emma Ridley, Goddess Fitness Dance owner. Check out goddessfitnessdance.com or emmaridley.com. You can also check out their Facebook page as well at Goddess Dance Fitness. Or no, I'm sorry,
Goddess Fitness Dance.
And then her Facebook page as well at facebook.com at Emma Ridley. Once again, Emma, thank you for being here. Thank you for your time.
And come dance. I'm inviting everyone to come dance.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm Steph Samorano with Health 411. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for some of the best. KPCRadio.com.